This is John Drake, general manager and head coach of the defending champion Sonic Death Monkeys, and you're listening to the official podcast of the South Richfield Fantasy Football League. Monkeys rule, death to all, swing and poop, and touchdowns.
Welcome to the South Richfield Fantasy Football Podcast, featuring your commissioner, Scott Luther.
Welcome, everybody, to Week 9 of South Richfield Fantasy Football League. This week, we'll be taking a look at what happened during Week 8, along with previews of the upcoming matches from this week. The big news, of course, in South Richfield is the fact that the sleepers, who were 0-7 going in to Week 8, took down undefeated Walking Dez. That's right, Todd Bard notches his first win of the season over Tony Carone, 124-106. Todd had big games from Demaryius Thomas and Brandon Cooks. Heath Miller added 22 points as well. Problem with Walking Dez this week, outside of Julio Jones and Philip Rivers, nobody else did anything. Jets, 0 points as Oakland took them down. James Jones, 1 point. Going into that Sunday night game, you knew that Todd was going to win. It just looked like Demaryius Thomas would have a big game, which he did, 27 points. James Jones was going for Tony, but just wasn't going to be enough. Tony left Willie Snead on the bench, 25 points. That could have done it for him. Oh, well. Who are you going to start, Willie Snead or James Jones? Probably James Jones. That Denver defense looked pretty good, though. So Tony failed to reach 8-0. We have had two teams in our league history that were 8-0. Last season, Ben Morrison was 8-0, and Dave Barta was 8-0 way back in 2006. One interesting fact about Tony, even though he did lose this week, he has never been under 500 after 8 weeks of a season. That's very impressive. He's always been 4-4 or better. Todd avoided going 0-8. Nobody's gone 0-8. During one of our seasons. John Drake went 0-7 back in 2009 and then won in Week 8 to avoid that 0-8 start. So good job, Todd, for avoiding making history. Also, big this week is Mike Bland with his 134-86 win over Gary Sheffer. Jar Jar Binks took down Gary. Mike's now 5-3. Gary is 4-4. Dropped out of a playoff spot with the loss. That's 4 wins in a row for Mike Bland. Very impressive. 40 points from Tom Brady, 29 from Alshon Jeffrey. Gary had 26 from Joe Flacco, 14 from Adrian Peterson. Ever since Jamal Charles went down and Ben Roethlisberger went down, even though he's back this week, he looked really rusty. Gary just has not been the same. So, also this past week, we had another streak being extended outside of Mike Bland's 4-game winning streak. Talking about Andy Klein, Crody Gunners, 5-game losing streak now with his loss to Dean, 109-88. It's not looking good for Mr. Klein and the Gunners. Malcolm Floyd had 26 points for Andy, but that's really about it. Peyton, 13 points. Reuben Randall, 10 points. Gostkowski, 12 points. Meanwhile, Dean improved to 5-3 with the win 30 points from A.J. Green, 26 from Todd Gurley, and 16 from Antonio Brown, 19 from Greg Olsen. So pretty solid performance from Dean. He notches that win against Andy, which has been somewhat elusive. Improves a 7-15 lifetime against Andy. Dave Barda, unfortunately, took another loss, getting screwed again. This poor guy can't win. He just keeps facing these teams that go off against him. Matt Coleman, somewhere over the Dwayne Bow, took him down 135-112. Matt got 27 from Julian Edelman, 22 from Deion Lewis, and 20 from Justin Tucker. Big week for his kicker. Dave, on the other hand, had 25 from Gronk, 25 from Matt Ryan, 21 from Stephon Diggs. Not enough in the tank for Dave. The only thing he really could have done is maybe put in Gary Barnage for T.Y. Hilton, who got hurt during that Indy game. Can't really foresee that happening. Hoping Andrew Luck would improve. Luck on Coma's team, Hilton on Dave's team, and it probably would have been a wash anyway. So that means Dave drops to 4-4. Coma improves to 4-4 on the season. Also, I had a big win this week. Cutting hay, 135-90 over Ben Morrison, Faga Beefy. I had 42 points from Odell Beckham Jr., and then 16 from Kelsey, 21 from Brandon Marshall. Only problem is I had two injuries this past week. Keenan Allen with those kidneys, out for the season. And then Matt Forte, knee injury, should be out maybe a couple weeks, questionable for week 9. Ben got 21 points from Cam Newton, 17 from Nate Washington, and 16 from Darren McFadden. So I improved to 5-3. Ben dropped to 3-5. Playoff chances are fading for Mr. Morrison. We'll see if he can turn it around in week 9. Also, our defending champs had an easy win against the Yard Dogs. Sonic Death Monkeys, John Drake, take down Frank Randa, 124-59. 39 points from Carson Palmer, 23 from DeAndre Hopkins, and 21 from Larry Fitzgerald. This could have been much worse. John left Drew Brees on the bench, 65 points. He left Eli Manning on the bench, 53 points. So either one of those quarterbacks, outside, if he would have replaced Carson Palmer with him, would have had at least 14 more points. 39 points out of Carson Palmer is a very good game. Palmer had those 4 passing touchdowns against your Brownies, John. How on earth can you start the enemy quarterback when you're a true Browns fan? I mean, really, you will not start a Steeler or even have one on your team or a Raven, and yet you start Carson Palmer. Who are you rooting for on Sundays? Or you just know it really doesn't matter against the Browns. Someone's going to score some points. What's more important, your fantasy football team or your fandom for the Browns? You could have easily put in Eli Manning. You're playing Frank, for God's sakes. Frank's not exactly, Mr. Light 'em up this season. No offense, Frank, but it's true. You're horrible this year. There's no other way to put it. 2-6. Second fewest points in the league. Only second to Todd, who did get that win this week. So, I mean, I guess anything is possible. Especially for a junkyard dog like Frank. So, I love him. Looking forward to week 9. Big matchup this week. We have a couple of them. A couple of them are going to, really sway the way these playoffs shape up. So, game of the week has to be John Drake versus Dave Barda. Dave is 4-4. John is 6-2. John's trying to hang on to the top spot in the in the Far East Division. He has a one-game lead over Cutting Hay. So, lifetime, though, Dave is 8-5 against John. He's a 7-point favorite this week. It looks like John will be trotting out Drew Brees this week. Where was he last week, John? Drew is playing against Tennessee. So, should have a good game still. We'll see what happens. The Guru does favor Dave, though. Matt Ryan, Jeremy Hill, Chris Ivory, Stephon Diggs, Jarvis Landry, Rob Gronkowski, Patriots defense. And Patriots are playing Washington. I'm thinking Patriots score at least 50 in this game. It's at home. Washington's awful. See what happens. Also, we've got another big game that's going to, you know, have some playoff implications as Dean faces off against Gary. Gary is 4-4. Dean is 5-3. Gary needs that win. He's lost three in a row. He started 4-1 this season. So ever since those injuries, like I said, Jamaal Charles, it's been tough for Gary. He is 3-1 lifetime against Dean, but Dean is a 25-point favorite currently. It actually says 30 on the screen, but Gary hasn't put in a defense yet, so it'll probably drop slightly. Dean is going to start Tyrod Taylor this week. He has Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's hurt. Jay Cutler's on his bench. Marcus Mariota's on his bench. He has four quarterbacks on his roster right now. Things, ever since Tony Romo got hurt, it's been rough for Dean in the quarterback position. But he still does have a winning record at 5-3. Also this week we have Tony Corone at 7-1 going up against Matt Coma at 4-4. Tony is 4-3 lifetime against Matt. Tony has a little bit of a head start this week, as he did have Tyler Eifert going on Thursday night with those three touchdowns, 28 points already. So Matt is down 28-7 heading into Sunday's contest. He has Andrew Luck, who has not been playing like our overall number one draft pick this season. Tony has Julio Jones, Phillip Rivers, so should be a good week for Mr. Corone in the Walking Dead. Meanwhile, I'm going to take on Mr. Frank Rando, the Yard Dogs. I'm 8-4 lifetime against Frank with a three-game winning streak. Frank's at 2-6 for the season. I'm at 5-3. I do have a little bit of a head start after Thursday. I did have Andy Dalton and the Bengals defense. I'm beating Frank currently 36-4. So we'll see if Frank can scrape something together here. I still have Odell Beckham, a few other guys going. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep Brandon Marshall in my lineup. It's going to depend on if he's able to go on Sunday or not. Frank still has Calvin Johnson in his lineup, who's on a bye. He does have Aaron Rodgers going against that Carolina defense. Rodgers had that terrible game last week, 77 yards passing and two carries for 31 yards in that devastating loss for the Packers to the Denver Broncos. So we'll see if Frank and Aaron Rodgers can scrape together a win. Also this week, we have Mike Bland facing off against Todd Bard. Mike is currently a 16-point favorite in the game. He's at 5-3. Todd's at 1-7. Mike does have the number one passing attack in the league with Tom Brady. So Brady's projected to score 33 points. I think he'll probably score more than that. Mike is 7-5 lifetime against Todd. Speaking of Mike Bland, those message board messages you were getting were pretty much initiated by him, because he cannot figure out how to turn on his notifications to get league news. So he had emailed CBS Sportsline. they logged in and were doing a bunch of test messages. So we'll see if Mike can figure out how to get league news going forward. Hey guys, I don't know where the league news is. I don't know how to turn on my notifications. Why am I not getting any emails? What's going on? Oh my gosh, look, a podcast. Hey, that's great. Oh. We have not heard a peep from Mike this season. No YouTube videos, no nothing. I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, is he alive even? Judging from the message board, I'd say no, he's not. Good luck, Mike, wherever you are. Also this week we have Ben Morrison and Faga Beefy going against Andy Klein. Ben is 3-5. Andy is 2-6. They both need a win. Ben is currently a 14-point favorite. He is 8-4 lifetime against Andy. He has a 4-game winning streak. Absolutely loves to play Klein. He averages 125.5 points against Andy. Andy hasn't beat him since 2007. It's seriously Ben's favorite team to play. Averages more than 6 points over his second favorite team. So we'll see what happens this week with Mr. Morrison if he can get back on the horse. Now let's take a look at the playoff situation so far this season. So we got the two division leaders, the Walking Dead 7-1 over in the Midwest, Sonic Death Monkeys at 6-2 in the Far East, and then claiming the next three spots so far are Cut and Hay, Ha, and Misa Gonna Get You Sucka, all at 5-3, and then the number six spot right now is Matt Coma, somewhere over the Duane Bow. He's 4-4. Dave and Gary are both 4-4 as well, but Matt has more points overall, 985. Dave has 918. Gary has 794. So those are your teams so far. Obviously, Gary and Dave want to win this week, climb back into playoff contention. Ben is hanging on at 3-5, needs a big win to hang around, get to 4-5 at least, have a shot to jump into the number six spot. So, I mean, he could do it in 1 week, I guess, if Matt loses. We'll see. The Gunners, the Yard Dogs, the Sleepers, I don't know, it's not looking so hot as far as the playoffs go. Hey, but stranger things have happened. We have 5 weeks left. We've seen some pretty wacky things in this league over the years. So, on the phone with us, we have a special guest, our defending champion, John Drake. John, how's it going?
What's going on, Commish?
Not too much is going on. Just recording this podcast and want to get some input from our defending champ. So, you're looking pretty good this season, 6-2. You mentioned that your only loss so far, or your loss that really killed you, was that 1 point loss to Gary.
Yeah, I have one legitimate loss, and that was 2 weeks ago. But that loss to Gary, had I not had negative points from my defense, I'd be 7-1. So tied for the best record in the league. Doing pretty good defending the championship so far.
Yeah. I know everybody gives you a bunch of crap and thinks you're a terrible manager, terrible owner, but looking overall, you are now exactly 500 in your fantasy football career in South Richfield. 70.
Yeah, it's a culture of consistency that we've built within the Death Monkey building.
Yeah, I can see that you are you're now 80 in one lifetime, and you've made the playoffs 5 years out of 10. So you're batting 500 across the board.
And yeah, it's an industry of good drafting, I think.
Yeah. Now you're playing Dave Barta this week. Dave has beaten you 8 times out of 13. He is a 7-point favorite. It's our game of the week. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are I'm going 7-2, and you know, I don't really see much challenge coming out of his squad. The facts are the facts. You know, you can look at the coaches' ratings and all that, all the other metrics and whatnot that CBS puts out, that you might put out yourself, and it's all a bunch of crap. I've drafted very well. I got laughed at for taking Larry Fitzgerald, and he's leading the NFL in touchdowns. I paired him with an aging Carson Palmer, and they're leading my squad. I think the proof's in the pudding last week. The top three fantasy quarterbacks, if I'm not mistaken, were Eli Manning, Drew Brees, and Carson Palmer, and all three were Sonic Death Monkeys. So, you know, when you got power like that going for you, Dave Barter doesn't scare me at all.
Now I do have to take a little umbrage with you starting Carson Palmer against the Browns. Was that a tough decision? I mean, you had those other two quarterbacks. You could have easily just plugged in either one of them.
No, I've been riding the Carson Palmer horse, you know, for the season, and I figured stick with it. I love my Brownies, but let's face it, the defense is absolutely awful. They're actually the defense that got me the negative points in that fluke loss to Gary, so no love lost there. So, you know, kind of a little middle finger to Jim O'Neill. So, you know, and I knew what was going to happen. You know, it's just another good coaching decision on my part. And no one can predict, you know, 13 touchdowns between Manning and Brees. So, you know, I settled for 4 and 368 yards from Carson Palmer. So, you know, not a bad substitution.
Yeah, not at all. I guess you're right about the Browns' defense. They are terrible. Now, some people think you've been playing a light schedule so far. Like you mentioned, you play Gary. He's not exactly lighting up the world this season. You have the 11th toughest schedule so far. So, second easiest overall. I think only Tony has had fewer points scored against him, 779. You've had 821 scored against you. So, I mean, a little bit of a light schedule. Is that part of the reason you're in first place?
No, again, I think it's just, you know, general management and drafting brilliance on my part, really. You know, you notice Tony's up there with me at, you know, 6-10. Well, he's one game ahead of me.
Yeah,
still, is he 7-1 now?
He's 7-1.
Yeah. So, you know, and you know, it's just like the Ohio State Buckeyes. You play who you play. And especially for me, when you're the champion, to quote Ric Flair, you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I've got one legitimate loss so far. And, you know, all that matters is getting into the dance at the end of the season and seeing where the chips fall. So, you know, I'm not too worried about it. Schedule's the schedule. You only play who you play. So
we do have 5 weeks left. Do you expect to be on top of the Far East Division at the end of the season?
More than likely. I kind of have the Cleveland Cavaliers attitude, though. Just get into the playoff and see what happens from there. But I should be. I hope so. But, you know, winning the division isn't the goal. You know, the Death Monkeys set higher standards for ourselves than, you know, other guys, you know, like Bland and, you know, Ewer and guys like that. You know, they're just happy to win a few games here and there and have some fun. But that's not the kind of culture that, you know, that we like to, you know, have within the Sonic Death Monkey building. That's why we don't draft Pittsburgh Steelers. They promote raping and dog killing, and we don't like that kind of, you know, this just sends a bad message, and it's not a culture of winning. So, you know, for us, it's all about the championship.
All right. Well, I think you said it all there, John. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Commissioner. Thanks for the time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Well, I want to thank John Drake for taking the time out of his day to join us. That's fantastic stuff from Mr. Drake, defending champ. All right. Hey, just a reminder, everyone, November 14th, next Saturday, is the trade deadline. So if any of you guys are looking to make trades, start wheeling and dealing. I know there's some guys out there who could use some help on their teams. Dean's hurting a little bit at quarterback. Andy's hurting at running back. Gary's hurting everywhere with all those injuries. So why don't you guys look at that roster grid. Go up to my team on the website. Click roster grid. Take a look and see who has who. Maybe you notice a gap in someone's lineup. I see that Matt only has one quarterback. Maybe he can use someone like Ryan Tannehill to help out Andrew Luck. I mean, Ryan's not doing anything on my bench. And I see that Goma has Justin Tucker. He has a couple kickers there. Do you really need two kickers on your roster? I mean, I remember when people used to have three on the roster. So contact your rivals. See if you can wheel and deal your way into a championship, just like we saw a couple years ago with Dean getting Peyton Manning from Dave. I think that's what happened. I can't remember. I'm getting old. Anyway, hey, that's about all the time we have for this week's South Richfield Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good luck in Week 9. We'll see you later. Luther, out.